from a good storyteller. Excellent.
One time.
Anybody get, I don't know if you get the midweek, but Kim wrote the midweek this week. Wasn't that great? You're a good writer.
Thank you.
Anyway, gotcha.
Wow, what an intro. Wanted to share with you just, we want to brag on the Lord, of course, and that's what I'm here to do today. We at the Pregnancy and Family Resource Centers, again, for anybody who doesn't know, we have one that's here, and we have one that's in Augusta. The surrounding church support it, individuals support it. We are totally run by faith, which we all are anyway, correct? Yes, amen. Anyway, the Lord has been doing a handoff, I would call it, like you're on a marathon and you hand off. And we've had a lot of directors, Dr. Coons. I could list several that have handed off to a new person coming on the board. We've had directors change. I myself came on as a director, and the next thing you know, I was the executive director. So just lots of changing going on. And people that leave are still involved, which is really neat. There's been no hard feelings. It's just we're leaving because the Lord's leading us over here, but we're still here for you. So all that's taking place. So we had a vision meeting with the two directors. I'm getting ready to hire one here for the El Dorado one. And she was able to come, the director from the Augusta Center, and then also someone who's on staff with me. She just helps out occasionally. And she was able to come. So we met at my house on a Monday a couple weeks ago. And we just talked about our vision is to deepen relationships in the next year. That's just our real heart with donors, with our clients, among the volunteers, and among the staff. Deepening relationships. And at first, I thought that was a little fluffy. What? Deepening relationships. But if you think about it, that's what Christ is all about. It's deepening relationships. It's sharing with people that walk through the door. You are special. Simply, we know nothing about you except that you are made in the image of God. You are an image bearer. Do you have hope? Do you know hope? And that's what we share with them. So we sometimes have to remind each other of that same identity all the time. So that day we met and we just talked about vision and we just went kind of crazy. It's almost like we were like believing God could do anything. It was wild. And thank you. I'll be here all day. Anyway, it was just wild, but we were thinking about how the Lord seems to be really highlighting the Eureka area for maybe a satellite where we'd go over there maybe once a week where we do some sonograms. But, gee, we'd need a portable sonogram machine to do that. Plus, Augusta has a nurse on staff as our director, and she's ready, willing, and able to do sonograms in Augusta. So we needed a sonogram machine. We needed more money to buy the materials that we'd need. And everything we were saying was great except for one thing. It's going to take finances. Isn't that usually how it is? So, Lord, just, you know, open up the floodgates and bring it in because we're ready to go. And one of the directors said, you know, God could just bring somebody up off the street. We were like, yeah, he could just bring somebody up off the street. He did that one time. A lady came in, wrote a $6,000 check. Okay, that was Monday. Wednesday, I went to work in Augusta and went there earlier than I was supposed to be, a timing thing. I walked in, and there was the woman there that had been there before from a local business that wanted to be anonymous in the Augusta and surrounding area. And she was there again, and she was bringing tons of diapers and wipes and like a truckload. It was crazy, the exact size that we needed and so forth. So she was there. She says, hey, I'm glad you're here. Come on in. I want to tell you a story. She brought me in. She goes, you know, she's the accountant there. She goes, you know, my boss and I, we've been talking a lot about double portions, how in Isaiah it talks about double portions. And he, for his birthday, wanted to get some chocolate. His dad asked him. I mean, he's older, but his older dad asked him, what do you want for your birthday, son? Oh, all I want are these special chocolates that so-and-so sells and these special chocolates that so-and-so sells. I'm going somewhere. It's okay. Okay. So anyway, he goes out and he comes back for his birthday and the guy, his dad brought him these two sacks and he opens them up. And in this one were these special pralines from so-and-so's place. I'm like in the so-and-so thing. And he opens up and there's 14 there. And he's like, Dad, 14, what's the significance? I'm in my 50s. He goes, listen, I just asked him to clear off the shelves and there was 14 there. He's like, oh, that's great. Wow, the perfect number was 7. They had been talking about that, how it's a number of completion. And he's like, double portion of chocolates. Amazing. So he opens up the next sack. He gets in there, and of course, how many chocolates were there? 14. Dad, that was a different place. What? I just asked him to clear the shelves. He said it was 14. Wow, double portion. That is so cool. So after his dad leaves and the birthday, you know, party gone, and he goes into his accountant, who is his friend, and he says, you know, I want to give to that, this is Wednesday after the Monday. He goes, I want to give to that pregnancy center over there that we gave to before. She goes, yeah. She goes, okay, I'll get out the checkbook. What would you like me to give them? He closes the door and he says, $14,000. I want you to write a check for $14,000. He goes, do we have that in that one account? She goes, no. He goes, do it anyway. We'll make it happen. So she brings me the check, and I pull that out, and of course, tears start falling. And at the double portion, more than anything, God just pouring out his double portion. And the fact that we needed a sonogram machine, that we were kind of trying to shoot low for $10,000, and churches for the baby bottles had been pouring in money, and we had gotten about $10,000, by the way, hallelujah, a $5,000 matching fund. And it had built up, but we needed more money. And she came in with this check, and I just said, you don't know that we're trying to buy a sonogram machine, but you just made it possible to buy a $22,000 sonogram machine. And in fact, when I called the guy, we actually were able to make a deal and bring it down to 18. But praise the Lord, he's working. Pray for me and this person that came in this week. That was last week. This week, a woman comes in and says, I hear you. You might want to go to Eureka. She said, my husband's a dentist over there, but we mostly come over here. Would you like to use our facility? It's empty. So God is on the move.
That's awesome. So tell real quick, too. That's awesome. I don't know if you're singing Sean's name, but somebody led to Jesus this week.
Well, Sean Humig, who is one of our male client advocates, came in. He's only met twice with a couple of them. And he came in, sat in my office this week, and he goes, I need to know my boundaries. I'm like, Sean, you're older than me. I don't know if he can't figure out your boundaries now. He said, no, I mean in here. And he goes, you know, I'm sharing the Lord. Of course, that's what you're supposed to do. And he goes, well, I'd kind of like to, you know, get him into discipleship. He goes, I led a guy to the Lord last week in here.
By the way.
Yeah,
awesome.
So he was meeting with him again that day, making sure that things were on the go. And so pray, the fathers that are coming in, you cannot have a family ministry without acknowledging the fathers. It's a huge role, and that's really been on my heart, is to bring dads into play. So we have single dads coming in, and we have four male client advocates. This week we're taking Levi, actually, is going with us, and Katie and Teresa, our nurse. We're going to Salina to get taught an I Decide program, and it's a sexual integrity program that you take into the main school stream. So we're praying about that too.
That's awesome.
So yeah,
good, great report, awesome.